and multiply it. Did I say multiply or divide first? Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. You see so much hysteria in the media. Every Muslim in the world is a suspect. Even me. Well, what percentage of Muslims in the world are actually terrorists? 20%? 10%? 5%? Maybe? Let's work it out. According to Pew Research, there were 1.8 billion Muslims in the world in 2015. So let's go with that. So now let's tally up the population of all the terrorist groups. Al-Qaeda has 300 to 3,000 members. That's a really vague estimate, but whatever. Let's go. Let's be generous and go with the high end. Let's say 3,000. ISIS, 15 to 20,000. Let's go with 20,000. Boko Haram. Is it? How do you say it? Boko Haram. Estimates range from 500 to 9,000. Let's go with 9,000. Tahrik-e-Taliban, 25,000. Mujahideen-e-Khalq, 13,500. If we add all these figures together, it will give us 70,500. There's various other terrorist groups listed in Wikipedia, so let's just add those in too. That'll give us a total of 73,900. That means there are 73,900 terrorists globally operating under the name of Islam. 73,900. That's not that much. Now let's divide 73,900 by 1.8 billion and multiply it by 100, which gives us a grand total of, drum roll please. I was doing that for my children. I said, da-na-na-na, and they said, does it say that? And I said, no, it says drum roll like this. So they said, no, they should have da-na-na-na. Okay, so, what was the line? Oh yeah, 0.0041%. That's right. So, not even 0.0041% of the total Muslim population of the entire world operates under the aforementioned terrorist organizations. So, if you ever bump into a Muslim, chances you will, since 24% of the entire world are Muslim, the chance of that Muslim that you bump into being a terrorist is 0.0041%. Think about that next time they try to scare you about us. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.